السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأتباعه وذرياته وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنت مع من أحبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected ulama ikram, huffaz ikram, elders and brothers in Islam, we are very honored to sit in the masjid and listen to the stories of love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of mankind, and amongst mankind he has created different categories. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam were the best of people, and amongst the Anbiya, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the best. After the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Allah ta'ala created a category of people whom he praised in the Quran Kareem. إن الذين يحادون من حاد الله رسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم. That there are certain people that they have such qualities in them. Allah Ta'ala praises them that the quality is such that if anybody opposes Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, be it their family, be it their fathers, sons, brothers, whoever it is, they show animosity towards them. They are steadfast on iman. أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written iman in the inner recesses of their hearts. Their hearts glow with iman. And not only in the Quran Kareem, Allah ta'ala spoke about them. مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِّنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ. Allah did not only praise them in the Quran Kareem, but even in the Torah Allah praised them, in the Injil Allah praised them, that these are the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an. These are the chosen companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Their hearts are filled with iman. Allah explains in the ayat of the Quran, Muhammadur Rasulullah, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah, and his companions, ma'ahu, ashidda'u alal kuffar, they are steadfast and very hard against the kuffar, ruhama'u bainahum, amongst themselves they are very kind. And what's their sign? Tarahum rukka'a, you will find them making ruku'. Rukka'an sujjada, making sajda. And why do they make ruku' and sajda? يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. They only have one goal in life, that they want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want His pleasure. سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِّنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. You will find on their foreheads the marks of sajda, of ibadat. ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةُ وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ. And this is how it was explained in the Torah and the Injil. Allah praised them. Allah praised them. Allah loved them. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also loved them. And likewise, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala loved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One Sahabi came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Nabi Allah, when's Qiyamah? We're all curious, we want to know things certain times. When's Qiyamah? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, what preparations have you made for Qiyamah? Have you made any preparations for Qiyamah? You want to know when's Qiyamah? Ya Nabi Allah, I've got no preparations. I haven't got anything much, no extra nafil salah, no extra siyam, extra, nothing extra. I do my faraiz and that's it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, you will be with those whom you love. Anta ma'aman ahabba. Sahaba was so ecstatic with this saying of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. On the day of Qiyamah, we're going to be with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In Jannah, we're going to be with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And how much of love they gave, they literally gave their life for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala on Hijrat, as he's going, he starts to cry. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asks him, what's happening, O Abu Bakr? What's happening? Say, Nabi Allah, I don't fear my life, I'm fearing your life. Nabi Akram consoles him. Don't worry, Abu Bakr. Allah is with us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in the cave. He's relaxing, taking a little break. He sits, sleep, his head is lying on the lap of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala feels something pierce his foot, biting. Either it was a scorpion or a snake. But he does not want to disturb Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He holds that pain back. He stays still. You know, if in the house a cockroach has to run, how the women folk run? Small, they didn't even touch them. Yes, snake or scorpion is biting. And he's sitting still. Doesn't want to disturb the sleep of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's like a mother, she does not feel satisfied until the child is satiated. She cannot feel, you know what, I'll say I'm hungry, but I have to feed my child first. They wanted to see the peace and the tranquility of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wanted to see Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa being comfortable. This was the love of the Sahaba radiallahu for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala once comes up to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Nabi Allah, I love you. I love you more than everybody in this world. And they were clear about what they had in their hearts. They were clear. Ya Nabi Allah, I love you, but I love myself more than you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O Umar, your love is incomplete. Your love is incomplete. It must be unconditional love. No strings attached. Umar thinks for a little while. After he thinks, Ya Nabi Allah, now my love is complete for you. I love you more than myself also. I'll give my life for you to Ya Allah, Ya Nabi Allah. Omar, now your love is complete. Now you have complete love. They were so attached to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba returning from the battlefield. There is a mother waiting. Her sons are gone. Her husband is gone. Her father is gone into the battlefield. When the Sahaba returning, somebody tells her, your father has passed away. How is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Somebody tells her, your son has passed away. How is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Somebody tells her, your husband is gone, you are now widowed. How is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They can all go. My heart will not be content until I don't see Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What love? What love they had for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away, Sahaba become hysterical. Can't control themselves. There was no such word as composure. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that if anybody says that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, the sword of mine should take his head off. They lost their composure. Their love was something else. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala never gave azan after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Madina Tayyibah. Now after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala left Madina Tayyibah. He sees in a dream Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "Oh Bilal, when are you going to come to visit me? When are you going to come to visit me?" He gets up in the morning, realizes there's a call from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He comes back to Madinah Tayyibah. The late portion of the night, he arrives. One or two sahaba see him. "Oh Bilal, oh Bilal, tomorrow you have to give adhan. Bilal, tomorrow you have to give adhan, fajr adhan." Bilal radiallahu anhu said, "I don't have the courage anymore. I don't have the courage. When I used to say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, I should turn and look at the room of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I sometimes used to see him. He used to smile at me and I used to smile at him. How am I going to give adhan today? What love, what love." Anyways, after Hazrat Hassan or Hussein radiallahu anhu asked him, he said, "These are the grandchildren of my beloved Rasul. They have asked me to give adhan." In the morning as he's giving adhan, Madinah Tayyibah became nostalgic. They say the sahaba ran out. Some sahabiyat even forgot to cover their heads and they ran out. "Fa'ayna Rasulullah? Fa'ayna Rasulullah? Fa'ayna Rasulullah?" That where is Rasulullah? Bilal giving adhan in Madinah Tayyibah. Where is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What love, what love. Anything that reminded them of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back. Talha radiallahu ta'ala an, the battle of Uhud. He's standing, and arrow after arrow he's taking. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is covering Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam until his hand became paralyzed. His fingers fell off. And now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to ascend a rock. In that condition, he goes onto his knees. "Ya Nabi Allah, come on my back and ascend the rock." In that condition, "Oh Jabat Talha, oh Talha, Jannat is wajib for you." Right? They gave their life, they gave their blood. Today we say it's just a sunnah. We say it's just a sunnah. They gave their life, they gave their blood. What a statement do we make? What, how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, how they gave their life? Look at Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. His wife Ruqayya passes away radiallahu anha, the daughter of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He comes crying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Nabi Allah, my relationship with you is now gone. You was my father-in-law, I had your daughter in my house. Who comes to rescue?" Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa sallam comes down. "Oh Uthman, grieve not. Allah has commanded that I make your nikah to the next daughter, to my other daughter, to Umm Kulthum, radiallahu anha." What love they had, what love they had. There's a burning love from inside. When Hazrat Zayd, radiallahu ta'ala an, he's taken captive by the kuffar, he's now in Makkah al-Mukarrama, and it's a big party for the kuffar, to see one of the ashab of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam being murdered. He's the one side, Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu anhu, one side. At that stage, he's being mutilated. He's being mutilated. His hands are bound, his feet are bound. And to add salt to the injury, Abu Sufyan, who was not a Muslim at that time, comes to ask him, "Oh Zayd, you tell me now. Oh Zayd, you tell me. That how would you wish Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam be in your place, Muhammad be in your place, and you there sitting comfortably with your family?" Aha, look at his answer. He says, "Wallahi, even in this case, right now, at this moment, I don't wish a thorn prick Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his foot while he's sitting with his family comfortably. Even right now, I don't wish for that." What muhabbat? Abu Sufyan says, "I have not seen any people on the earth who loved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who loved the leader Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like how the Sahaba loved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Once Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, great Sahabi, he hears Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam performing Salah, Maghrib Salah, or Isha Salah in the masjid. Nabi SAW reads the ayat, Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuh. Make sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. So he decides, I'm going to come to the masjid at night, when nobody is around. And I'm going to turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. I'm going to turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And I'm going to make dua. So everything settles down in Madina Tayyibah. The night is quiet and silent. And then he decides, the latter early hours of the morning or the latter portion of the night. He comes, he starts his salah. While he's reading his salah, he hears somebody else crying on the other corner of the masjid. The night is dark. He does not know who's there. He finishes his salah. Say, let me go and see who's there, who's crying. He comes, finds out it is Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Bilal, what are you doing? What sin did they commit? Which sunnah did they leave out? With the guarantees of Jannat, they are crying to Allah Ta'ala. Oh Bilal, what have you come for? I came to beg my Allah for forgiveness. Aha. Abu Zar said, I also came to beg my Allah for forgiveness. We both have the common goal. Okay. They decided, one will make dua, one will say Ameen. The other will make dua, the other will say Ameen. So Bilal radiallahu ta'ala starts making dua. Abu Zar Ghifari says, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Dua finishes, Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu starts. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala starts saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Then Abu Zar Ghifari makes a dua radiallahu ta'ala. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala doesn't say Ameen. Second time, maybe he didn't hear my dua, so he made dua for the second time. No Ameen. The third time, what was his dua? Allahumma inni as'aluka murafaqata nabiyyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi a'la darajati jannati jannatil khuld. That, oh Allah, I want to be the companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that high jannat. They couldn't perceive, they couldn't think of not being with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even in jannat. Jannat will not be jannat for the sahaba if they're not with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the muhabbat. Amma ammanta ya Bilal? Oh Bilal, you're not saying Ameen? When he sees Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, he's gone hysterical. What has happened? Abu Zar, do you know what dua you're making for? You from Ghifar, I'm from Africa. And we want to be with Nabi Sassam in Jannat? As Bilal radiallahu ta'ala said this, they say all of a sudden, the masjid became bright. A nur came into the masjid when they saw Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entering the masjid. Aha. Oh Bilal, oh Abu Zar, what has happened? You have not let me sleep tonight. Ya Nabi Allah, we did nothing. What has happened? Say, what dua have you made? Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came and told me to get up and come make Ameen to the dua of Abu Zar, commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What dua have you made? Ya Nabi Allah, the dua we made, that I made, said, I want to be with you in Jannat. In the high stages of Jannat, I want to be with you. Oh Abu Zar, oh Bilal, what are you talking? When I will enter Jannat, on my right will be Bilal, on my left will be Abu Zar, I'll be holding your hands and going to Jannah. Subhanallah. What love, what love. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam loved them also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam loved the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. And in such a loving manner, he praised the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Ashabika nujum. My Sahaba like the guiding stars. My Sahaba like the guiding stars. Whichever one you follow, you will be guided. Whichever one you follow, you will be guided. And we love all the Sahaba. We love all the Sahaba also. This is the outstanding quality of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That every Sahabi is a guiding star. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also warned us that there will be a time that will come. And with a heavy heart he told us that there will be people who will be swearing my Sahaba. Who will revile my Sahaba. careful for them. When they revile us, when they revile me, when they revile my Sahaba, and they speak bad about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, then say, may the curse of Allah, His Rasul, and the angels be upon you. And there is a group of people up to today who will say, na'udhu billah, the Sahaba became renegade and lost the iman. They became holier than the Pope, so to say. Pope is not holy. He's a shaitan. So they became holier than thou. And in the political situation of the world, we find that these people are, the agenda is progressing. But they revile the Sahaba. Remember, they are not Muslim. Simply said, a lot of people say, no, we should just, for the sake of unity, for the sake of unity, I simply ask you one question. For the sake of unity, the one that reviles your mother and say that your mother was unchaste, go make unity with that person. They speak evil of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. The Shia speak evil of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allah ta'ala brings the Quran al-Kareem, whole ruku, showing her chastity. Love the Sahaba. No one Sahabi has left Iman. No one Sahabi. Allah ta'ala was so pleased with them. Umpteen times in the Quran al-Kareem, radiallahu anhum wa radu an. That I am pleased with them and they are pleased with me. I am pleased with them, they are pleased with me. Even if they made a mistake. Even if they made a mistake. When Nabi alayhi salatu was salam had written a letter, when Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was preparing the armies for Makkah al-Mukarramah, very volatile situation. He's hoping no news goes out. Sahaba get ready quickly. Hatim bin Abi Balta radiallahu an writes a letter to the kuffar because he had no family there, so he hoped that they would look after him. So he wrote a letter to kuffar to say that, listen, Muslims are intending to come to Makkah al-Mukarramah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam get wahi, they get the letter back from Hatim bin Abi Balta. Oh Hatim, come here. Oh Hatim, come here. What is this? Ya Nabi Allah, I acknowledge my mistake. I haven't done it because I've left Iman. I'm still a Muslim. I have not done it because my family was alone and they have no relatives there. Umar radiallahu anhu comes. Ya Nabi Allah, let me take his neck off. Let me take his neck off. Oh Umar, they say, Badri Sahabi. Don't you know Allah Ta'ala said, I'malu ma shi'tum, do as you please. He is forgiven. I'malu ma shi'tum. Qad ghafartu lakum. Do as you please, you are forgiven. Today you want to say these people are kuffar. Allah Ta'ala grant us the true tawfiq to understand the correct deen. We've got to respect the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an, and that is our keyboard to Jannah. That is our springboard to Jannah. Our love to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is via the Sahaba. If we leave the Sahaba out, we cannot have complete love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant me all of us tawfiq wa afidah.